22nd of October. Day 2 at Lumpini, Nepal. Discussion with Ajahn Suchin in the dining room of the Pavan Hotel. Participants include John, Azita, Tep, Nina, Jyotima, Sarah, O, and Shakti.
You mean the moment of vipaka? Or
if,
what?
I mean, if there has been vipaka of, say, a bad deed.
Mm-hmm. Right now?
No, this is just...
Why not? Time. Right now?
All the time yes. now. Yeah.
It's
not
vipaka
clear.
Right
no.
now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
my question is, when that deed was done in the past, mm-hmm. as well as conditioning the vipaka, it also right. accumulated the tendency.
What accumulates? The vipaka cannot accumulate.
No, but the the tendency, say it was dosa mula.
At Charana moments?
Yes.
Yeah.
That tendency also accumulated at the time the deed was done, if it was dosa mula citta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does the fact that the vipaka has had its effect, does that in any way affect the dosa that was accumulated?
What conditions vipaka?
Gamma.
So, vipaka is the result
right.
at that moment.
Right.
No
so,
accumulation
no.
when it's vipaka.
No. How about the accumulation?
It's there,
yes.
keeping on
yes.
from moment to moment.
Right.
Are you sort of thinking in terms of a, oh, that was bad, well, I won't do that again? That's what it sounded like to me.
Or paying off a debt. Paying off a debt. So like we're accumulating debits and credits.
Right.
I think we talk about intensity of each kusala or akusala. You know, there's a shade of it. So scale 1 to 100 and keep adding up. So could it be possible that could be reducing in a way?
Actually, when it's not the panya which understands realities, that cannot be said as it has eradicated anything at all. Because you see that when there is good deeds, the wholesome moments of cetasikas are accumulated on the good deeds, wholesome deeds. In the same way, when it's akusla, all akusla-laden tendencies are accumulated. Until right understanding of reality arise, then at that moment it eradicates the ignorance. So it can eradicate the other akusala as well.
But not before lokuttara citta, or a little,
even
weakening.
Even vipassana jnana, or moment of satipatthana, beginning to understand reality as it is.
Well, as I understand Tep's line of question, what he's asking is, if there's more akusala than akusala in one's lifetime, and there have been all these lifetimes with so much akusala, is it the fact we become more and more conditioned
right.
towards
mm-hmm.
akusala
right.
rather than kusala?
Mm-hmm. Who will take it away?
Yeah. Panya. So it's very dangerous, then you are reborn again mm-hmm. and again, and more yeah. and more and more.
That's why we should see the dangers of akusala, even if so very little.
Very dangerous.
Yeah. But some moments it comes out more weak, and sometimes it comes out strongly. But
by
that's
conditions.
By other
yeah.
conditions. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that there must be the very strong akusala all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. This is maybe the question is not like everyone. My concern that I always think about Sinha, Sura Melai, the red wine. People use as a heart maintenance to be a good, to helping the heart. It only 13 point alcohol, but in the old times, Sura is a 40 degree alcohol. The question as a Sinha, my concern, I always think that I do some akusala. But another side, I always say not akusala because used as helping my heart to get better. Can you help me to make me understand that akusala or not akusala? ผิดศีล5ตรงที่สุราเมรัยข้อนั้นค่ะท่านอาจารย
์ The disadvantage of drinking is that at that moment if there is no understanding of reality then one is addicted to it.
This is not addicted.
Okay, so the dangerous or the disadvantage of drinking isWhen there is no awareness, no understanding of that moment, then it can condition addiction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That too, but the thing my concern is a pit sin.
It doesn't matter at all because you see that we know all the five precepts, but sometimes what about lying or something like killing ants or so forth? But you see that the sotapanna only.Has no conditions for do wrong thing right, sin ha, breaking the sin ha.
Because I try to make perfect sin ha on my daily life, yeah. My daily life.
Okay, but without understanding, can it be perfected?
It's true, mm-hmm. But the thing is, I still ask a selfish question to myself. I just say, all I use is as medicine, because the current.
It's not necessary to make any excuse. Because you see that wine okay, beer and things so forth, it depends on whether you like it or not, in what way. But it's for the health, then you know that it's not addicted. But at the same time, if you do not understand reality at that moment,You might have one day changed from from wine to beer or to what?
But if you maintain half a glass daily, not more than that.
No rule. No rule.
Drink wine, red wine. At least it'll help you.
The red wine.
He's not the one who set the rule.
No, I'm just talking because that's 2,500 years ago, and now.
Why not developing understanding so that when one has become a sotapanna?Then there is no condition for breaking the precepts at all.
Because it's really
difficult.
Me confused most of the time what I as practice daily life.
As long as there's I, and one knows that sometimes one can observe precepts, but sometimes one cannot. So the way to be the one who does not break precepts at all must be.Developing understanding,
okay. But
which is the most important thing in life.
Okay.
Because even you have observed precepts the whole life without any understanding, what about next life?
Not too bad. What should I do, Thamajan?
Develop right understanding, the best thing in one's life.
I try understand, but sometimes the addicted,
not
the
enough,
attachment.
Not enough.
And the test.
The understanding of Dhamma is the understanding of of a reality at this moment.
But
otherwise, one cannot say that one understands Dhamma because it might be just in the book, in some lines, in chapter. But here and now is Dhamma. So when one says that there is the understanding of Dhamma, it's the understanding of Dhamma at this moment as a Dhamma.
So Lolek likes his wine each day, not much, not to get drunk.
It doesn't matter who. The citta is kusla or akusla at that moment.
Akusla.
Yeah.
He likes
and
it.
And can there be the development of panya?
In between.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Also.
Yeah.
You don't need to drink alcohol to protect your heart.
Sometimes it's social.
Not
so. Even it's social function.
You go to a social function sometimes, and you go to one of these like embassy functions, and
drink
like that. Okay.
To which I wrote, and there were questions about adi sila, adi citta, adi panya, higher sila, higher concentration, higher wisdom, which you always say. They all arise together with right understanding. But when people read the suttas, it seems different. Can you add any
comment? It doesn't arise with general sila. only when it is satipatthana.
Right.
Otherwise, it can be fulfilled at moment of lokuttara citta. How can it just suddenly happen there without developing little by little? So one knows that when one talks about adi sila, adi citta, and adi panya, it means the development of satipatthana.
Perfected, but not adi panya. So from this sutta, he was suggesting that because it mentions for the anagami, adi citta is perfected, that it refers to how jhana is necessary at that level of anagami.
Yeah. Do you have any comments?
It depends on how do we understand jhana. Even Bhikkhu Bodhi could think about two different types of jhana, the Aramanupanijjhana and Lakkhanupanijjhana.
Right.
Aramanupanijjhana is the development of calmness by the right object of tranquil meditation. But for the Lakkhanupanijjhana, it does mean that there is no jhana when there is satipatthana, but it has the characteristic of a reality as its object. So, but even we don't talk about these two, what about the jhana in general that people would like to reach or attain? If it's not with understanding, it's impossible at all. Because what is calmness, see, they started with wanting to concentrate. That is not right understanding at all. So how can it lead to panya? Impossible. So the study of the teachings must be so very carefully to really understand each word as it is at different degrees or levels too, like ati sila, ati citta, ati panya. Otherwise, it cannot say like the sotapanna only ati sila, see, and ati panya, citta for anagami, and ati panya for arahata. Different degrees, but it does mean that at moment of there is awareness, there's no sila, but it's not just the 5 or the 200 like the monks,
right,
but it's the awareness right there, which can understand the very difference of citta. For example, the degree of akusala, even it's not moment of breaking the precept, but it's there. So that is ati sila with ati citta and ati panya, which is not fulfilled yet.
Why would one say that adi citta is fulfilled for the anagami?
Because you see that asotapanna does not break 5 precepts.
Right.
So the precepts is for for sotapanna.
Right.
But after that, you see that the sotapanna doesn't have wrong view at all. So the object of awareness is finer,
right,
more refined than before. So after that person has become sakatagami, see, the cross or gross attachment to sensuous object are eradicated. So after that, see, there is no attachment. There is a lesser and lesser attachment to sensuous object,
right,
until one has become an anagami. So the aticitta is fulfilled.
Because no attachment to sensuous object. Mm-hmm. So this is, we could say that, so the meaning of aticitta for the anagami is the a concentration.
Of the development of satipatthana until
the attachment to sensuous objects is eradicated.
So anagami eradicates the sensuous attachment to sensuous object.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, in a way, it's the same as the case of the sotapanna, because even though the sotapanna has attained, if you like, adi sila, it is not attained by developing sila as such. I mean, it's attained by developing panya. The result of the development of panya is that the sila is purified. So we could say in a similar way for adi citta, that it's not the development of jhana. It doesn't refer to development of jhana, but it refers to the outcome of development of panya.
But each moment of satipatthana, is that correct that there is adi-sila, adi-citta, adi-panya?
Yeah, because it's not just the five sila.
Yeah.
But it's the awareness of a reality.
All three are there.
Yeah, little by little develop.
Yeah, but they are developing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When it's just that level, no need to talk about it.
Yeah.
But when it grows until to the degree that it can appear, then we talk about it.
Yeah.
And when it says, for example, referring to a sotapanna, when the mind is concentrated, phenomena become manifested. Bhikkhu Bodhi mentioned that this refers to access concentration, but when the mind is concentrated, phenomena become manifested. Does it just mean that concentration is conditioned for insight and vice versa?
What about the cittanupasana satipatthana? See?
Right.
Any citta can be object of satipatthana.
No, that sutta, everyone quotes it again and again. Who is concentrated sees things as they really are, but it depends on which level of concentration.
Sati and panya.
Yeah.
Not who.
Right.
Is that from Dhammapada, that one?
Different places, different suttas. And it's quoted again and also in the Visuddhimagga, and people take that sentence. And they say, oh, you have to have concentration. Mm. Otherwise,
yes,
you cannot see things as they are.
Yes, because concentration is one of the Eightfold Paths.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But they seem to take it as proximate cause, the proximate cause of panya.
When? Vipassanayana, or when it's not Vipassanayana yet.
Yeah.
Because when we talk about the para, the yukkanatta,
the
yukkanatta.
Pairwise.
Going together.
At moment of being aware of reality, the characteristic of panya is not, does not appear yet, right? Because sati is aware. It's not the concentration of the object at all. That's why it says that it's not smatipatthana, it's not pasapatthana, it's not sanyapatthana, but it is satipatthana. So when sati arises, panya there understands that it's aware, not I, not anyone. So panya begins to develop. But the other characteristic or the reality does not appear to satipatthana like it appears to vipassanayana. So one can see that when it's jhana, it much more understanding, not just at level of satipatthana. So by then, that reality appears so very clearly. There is samadhi and panya together as pairs.
Not first this and then that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when it talks about, for example, the five powers or bala of a trainer, so of a sotapanna, the panchaseka balani. This includes samadhi bala, which is always defined in the suttas by the four jhana formula. So it always seems to be, you know, they always go through all the four jhanas. Would you make a comment?
Different way of practice.
What do you mean?
The practice of samatha is not the practice of developing understanding.
Right.
So when it's Potipakkhiya Dhamma, the 37 Potipakkhiya Dhamma,
right,
it five palas are included too,
right,
because they must be all together,
right,
in order to become enlightened.
Right.
So when we talk about pala in develop in the development of Satipatthana, one knows that when the awareness is not developed yet, one is so concerned about the akusala, see, no awareness of it.